And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Lauren Easton. Last fall, I had the opportunity to be a part of the historical naming of Town Council member Bill Thorpe to the Peace and Justice Plaza to be forever remembered for his beloved service to this town. I was inspired by something mentioned there by Al McShirley that day. It is time for the bifurcated MLK Boulevard signs to come down, he said. It has been long enough. I agree with that. I agree with his suggestion Bill Thorpe would have petitioned the council now to give Martin Luther King Jr. a full sign all to himself. So I petitioned the council last year to remove the bifurcated signs that display historical Airport Road and make the whole sign green or brown with Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard solely displayed. To those that were adverse to the whole name change concept, like many businesses that weren't happy about having to change their letterheads, etc., I say enough time has passed. We all know what the name of our major thoroughfare is. The name is Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard only, solely. The naming of one of our most major streets for Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Chapel Hill is not just like anywhere USA, because to those that live in our community, having his whole name displayed is inclusive and very meaningful in these days and times. Bill isn't here, but I will remember him by these things that he would have wanted, the things that are, quote, the right things to do, unquote, and that are good for our whole community. Bill's son William reminded us that day that Bill felt that council members needed not just hold their seats, but do something good with them. Respectfully, this might be one good deed well done. Council takes up this petition in September. This is Lauren Easton.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.